This is Ozarks at Large. With more people stuck working from home and children stuck learning from home, after-school programs for children can relieve a lot of pandemic stress for everyone. But as Ozarks at Large's Daniel Carruth reports, these programs are struggling to meet demands while also finding ways to keep children safe.
It's no doubt that student learning has been stunted by the pandemic. But for so many kids, the school day is just one part of their education. A study from the After School Alliance, a research nonprofit, says demand for after-school programs went up across the country in 2020, even as many organizations shut down or cut services to help stop the spread of COVID-19. And Matt Tolliver with the Boys and Girls Club of Benton County says adjusting to the new restrictions has come with a steep learning curve.
Pretty much everything that we do at the club, we had to almost throw away. Every piece of our operation or what we do, we had to rethink because of COVID. Everything from drop-off procedures, pick-up procedures with the parents to the groups inside of the club, how many kids we have per group, our staffing ratio, cleaning procedures, all of that had to be redone.
The Boys and Girls Club of Benton County shut down in March and reopened at 50% capacity in June. While Tolliver says the overall number of kids his organization serves is down, parents who can't work from home are relying more on the after-school programs to help them out.
There are a lot of families that we serve where both parents are still working. And so those are the folks. We've seen an uptick in the number of either single or dual-income families where they need our services.
Tammy Shaver, the executive director of Big Brothers Big Sisters Northwest Arkansas, says last spring all of their programs went virtual.
Our school programs went on pause. Some of them are currently still paused. Our enrollment and training, interviews, all of that switched to Zoom. We started planning online group activities for our community matches. We've encouraged matches to get creative by gardening together or doing driveway activities when the weather was nice, dropping off crafts or baking supplies and then working on those projects together virtually. More recently, we've started allowing more in-person activities with some strict safety measures in place because the kids were really struggling and craving that face-to-face connection.
And that's been one of the biggest challenges, she says. As the lines between classroom and home are blurred, a lot of kids are starting to experience Zoom fatigue.
It's really hard right now because we know that matches want to get together. And so we're trying to figure out how to do that safely. So we have a lot of mask mandates. A lot of, if you are in the car together, you have the windows rolled down. I don't care if it's 4 degrees outside. We want to make sure that our kids are safe, especially as things continue the way they are with COVID. I think it was September when we started back up cautiously, although we are allowing people to remain completely virtual if that is what they feel safe doing.
And she says with kids and their parents' routines interrupted in 2020, the need for mentoring services has been on the rise.
So we had to close some matches due to parents or volunteers losing their jobs or college students moving away. Sometimes internet access for kids was a barrier. But overall, we tried to be flexible to keep supporting the matches that we had currently enrolled. And then we have actually still had kids coming through the program. We had to pause on little boys for a while because we had so many little boys waiting. But thankfully, our volunteers are awesome, and we've been able to get most of those waiting littles matched. And then we have more big sisters than we have little sisters. So we're actually open, really open for enrollment for little sisters. We can get them matched up really quickly when they come through the door.
And if trying to keep kids safe and engaged wasn't hard enough, these programs are experiencing another hurdle. Like a lot of nonprofits, they rely heavily on volunteers. Matt Tolliver with the Boys and Girls Club says they stopped using volunteers for safety reasons. And Shaver says Big Brothers Big Sisters lost a lot of volunteers when colleges closed down in March. And she says some new volunteers are still nervous about safety.
So they're kind of sitting out there in limbo, waiting to be matched until they can meet. We still need more mentors because we're going to have, 150 new kids coming through the door this year. So we need more mentors to get them matched.
One of those new mentors is Ashwin Garg. He moved to Northwest Arkansas for work in July and started volunteering in the summer. And he says the pandemic restrictions can be tough. His little brother Caleb can get frustrated with wearing a mask, but it's a chance to set a good example for his little.
It's important that, you know, I stay true not just to the protocol and the rules we've set out for ourselves through the program, but also to setting the right parameters and guidelines for him. So even if we're indoors or just the two of us, we both keep our masks on at all times because it's really hard to contact trace or manage a bubble with him going to school, me going to work, et cetera. And so, you know, it's just about bringing him along the journey and explaining to them that it's been weird for everybody. And it's just important that we do our best to stay safe.
So with a vaccine on the horizon, the future for many of these after-school programs should be getting a little bit brighter. But Matt Tolliver thinks things won't go back to normal anytime soon.
But we're anticipating the impact, overall impact continuing to all the way through the end of this year. It's not going to be back. It's not like you're going to flip a switch back in the fall and we're going to be back at 100% again. It's going to take a while.
And Tammy Shaver says 2021 will see an even greater need for after-school programs.
The top things that people come to Big Brothers Big Sisters for in terms of helping kids is kids, a lot of kids have anxiety, a lot of kids have depression, and a pandemic and social distancing is exacerbating that. And so we're going to see even more of that moving forward, and kids need somebody to talk to about it. They need somebody to just listen. Or maybe they don't want to talk about it. Maybe they just want to do something fun, but they need to get out of their own heads and out and connected with somebody.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Daniel Carruth.